Welcome back to the Ed Show, episode number 32.
You know it.
It's been a while. We've been going strong, and we're getting back into kind of the flow with a couple upcoming releases. And next month, we're going to be focused really on Server, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, there are a couple announcements for Sequel. Sequel 2008 R2 has now SP2 just released. Now, that one is just a roll-up for a bunch of fixes, but... for UIT pros out there who are using our latest System Center product, it is a base requirement to run that, so you will want to know about that. Also, in the side of the SQL, we have 2012, let me make sure I get this right, Servers Pack 1 Community Technology Preview 3.
CTP3. It's a lot of acronyms in there.
Yes, it is. And that one does have some enhanced functionality for BI, specifically related to Office 2013 and SharePoint. So if you're interested in that arena, then that would be useful for you with SQL, and you can check that out at aka.ms/SQL2012SP1CTP3.
That's an easy one to remember.
No
right?
problem.
Don't worry, we'll write it down
we'll
on the bottom
of the
screen.
Write it down on the bottom, you'll be set. Yep.
Well, speaking about rollups and hotfixes, System Center 2012 recently released its rollup set of hotfixes. So this includes several dozen hotfixes covering all the different System Center components, including App Controller, Virtual Machine Manager, Orchestrator, Operations Manager, Service Manager, and Data Protection Manager. So kind of a best practice, you know, back when I was on engineering, I actually ran our kind of hotfix program. And I often got asked, you know, is it a best practice to always apply these hotfixes, you know, an individual hotfix? So the way we kind of looked at it is, anytime you're running a system that, you know, really requires that uptime, you don't have redundancy, only apply those individual hotfixes that matter, you know, if you're guaranteed it will resolve a problem. Otherwise, you do some patch and it causes downtime. But anytime we get a roll-up hotfix, we really want our customers to install that. Kind of the difference is, if you have lots of individual hotfixes, you're installing them one at a time, they're not tested cohesively, meaning that each of those individual ones are not tested at the same time. Anytime we release a roll-up hotfix that includes, you know, dozens of bugs, they are simultaneously tested together to ensure that there's no interoperability issues. So best practice, anytime you get an update roll-up, you want to go install that to just make sure you got this best practice and you're keeping your system resilient. Now, to get this update roll-up for update number 2, System Center 2012, you can find that at aka.ms/sc2012update2.
All right, and next up we have Outlook.com. A new mail service we just released has a very similar look and feel if you've checked out the Office 365 preview for the 2013. It looks very similar to that. And so for all the folks out there that have Hotmail accounts, or of course if you want to create a new account or transfer your email from Gmail or whatever, you can sign up for a new email account on Outlook.com. It's a pretty slick interface. And you do have the ability to choose for existing users of like Hotmail or Live accounts to either add an additional alias, so you'd have, you know, your alias at Outlook.com, or you can set that as your primary ID. So if you set it as your primary ID, though, you're going to probably have to, like, let's say on your Windows phone, you know, reset your phone, resync it to synchronize to your account and everything like that. But we leave you the choice, right? Either an alias or, you know, redirect as your primary account the Outlook.com address.
Yeah, I've got a lot of positive feedback from that already. The slick interface is really nice. It's got kind of this new UI look and feel to it, drag and drop, and it gives you the ability to kind of manage multiple email accounts from a single interface. So
yeah,
sync everything, manage everything, even if you have dozens of Microsoft-related accounts around the world.
Yeah, and that is the future. I mean, that's where we're all headed, is the Outlook.com versus the Hotmail type property. So
yeah. Get ready for the future today.
That's right.
Well, final news item we're going to talk about is a updated infrastructure planning and design guide for System Center 2012 Virtual Machine Manager. Now, VMM is one of the more commonly deployed infrastructure pieces as part of the System Center family. And when you think about the configuration, there's multiple different server roles you need to put out there. You've got the management server, you've got library servers, you've got update servers, Pixie boot servers, clusters. So there's a lot of different types of roles, different hosts that you need to put out there. So what this infrastructure planning and design guide does is it really lays out the best practices for how you go and configure these. So for example, if you have a broad branch office environment, it's going to tell you that you want to place a library server in each of those branch offices. Because anytime you want to go and deploy a 20 gigabyte VHD file, you want it to be geographically close to that host you're deploying it to just kind of reduce the network traffic. So that's just one example, and there's dozens of great infrastructure planning guides. The beta was out a couple of weeks ago. I actually mentioned it in the last show. There was a round of feedback, and you still have the opportunity to go and add additional feedback and go put that in the next rev of this guide. So if you're really investing in VMM, building up a large distributed infrastructure, check out this planning guide. And you could go find that at aka.msipdguide for Infrastructure Planning and Design Guide. But once again, we'll put everything down there to make the links easy for you.
There we go.
Well, that wraps up the news. And for today's show, I have one of the program managers from System Center Operations Manager coming in. And we're going to be discussing some of the new changes that are coming with System Center 2012 Operations Manager Service Pack 1. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Edge Show. And today I have special guest Oke, who's going to be talking about System Center 2012 Operations Manager Service Pack 1. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little more about what you do, how long you've been at Microsoft.
So my name is Oke Pettersson. I'm a program manager with Operations Manager. I've been here for about 4.5 years, working on Operations Manager the entire time. I've been working a lot with management packs, for example.
We actually worked together in the past, back when I was
on the
cluster team. You built some management packs for us,
so
we had a little bit of engineering background together as well.
That's right.
Well, so tell me, you know, System Center 2012, it RTM'd recently. Why is Service Pack 1 coming out so soon afterwards?
So one of the big reasons is really the ability to support Windows Server 2012, and that's what we're adding with Service Pack 1. Also, specifically for Operations Manager, we're adding the support for SQL Server 2012 as well.
Great. Well, there's a lot of big features coming out in Service Pack 1. I guess a lot of them are enhancements to existing features.
Yep.
Can you just kind of give us a quick overview of what are the main categories of enhancements that you guys have made?
Yeah, right. So there were a theme of things that we started in 2012 with the RTM release. So infrastructure, one bucket is the infrastructure capabilities. And this is sort of where the traditional strong point of Operations Manager, you know, monitoring things such as the operating system, hardware, and so forth. So what we're doing is we're enhancing the network monitoring functionality that we added in RTM, so we can now monitor several hundred more network devices in a very detailed way than before. We're also doing things in the infrastructure bucket with VMM integration, so that we can take, for example, the network vicinity dashboard that we added in RTM, that can now also understand virtual networks so that you can relate issues on your hosts or your VMs to virtual, you know, your virtual infrastructure and see, is that the cause of my problems or not?
So we're not just monitoring the physical network layer. We can actually peek inside a host system and look at that virtual network, the availability of that network.
That is correct.
And that's even integrated into the network vicinity dashboard as well.
Yeah, so that's integrated into the existing network monitoring functionality that we started in RTM. Another thing that we do with the VMM integration is the ability to monitor storage so they can understand if, you know, on a VM level or on a host level, if you're having issues or if you need to provision more storage or not.
Great. Now, we always say Microsoft is about the app, right? You know, it's all about the app. This is one of our big advantages with our private cloud pitch. Now, I know you spend a lot of time focusing on improvements in the application management layer. Can you give an overview of that?
Yeah, so in RTM, one of the big, big things we added was, you know, taking what was formerly known as the AVICode functionality, integrated that into the 2012 RTM release. And what that gives you is the ability to monitor an application without having to write a management pack. You can take a .NET or a Java application and you can monitor it in a very detailed way, and you can get information such as, you know, SQL calls taking a long time, or you can get exception data, very detailed data that helps a developer really pinpoint, you know, rather than saying, hey, the application is slow, you can really get detailed information about why the application is slow. Maybe it's a SQL call or a stored procedure with a certain parameters that are now taking 5 seconds. And maybe last week it was taking, you know, 1 second. So it gives you that a very an ability to pinpoint the root cause of issues without the need to write a management pack.
That's almost down to the individual line of code, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Such as this SQL query was slow.
Yeah, exactly.
Go on.
Yes, sir. So what we did in Service Pack 1 is to enhance this functionality. So what we've done is enable the monitoring of MVC or WCF hosted applications and taking that monitoring capability to the same level as other .NET monitoring .NET hosted applications. We can also monitor .NET applications hosted in Windows services, something that a lot of customers requested. We've also added the capability to monitor SharePoint 2010, another thing that customers really wanted us to do. Finally, we can also understand, we started to connect to the cloud so that if your application makes calls to Azure, SQL Azure or table storage in Azure, we can now understand that and present that information as part of the alerts that we surface within the APM functionality.
Well, that's going to be great. You know, one of the big challenges I've heard about these large distributed enterprise environments is anytime there's a problem with the application, you have this finger point in between the developer and the infrastructure guy, right?
Yeah.
You know, the developer says, hey, something's slow, it must be the network. It must be the host, whereas the infrastructure guy says, oh, don't worry, I got my stuff deployed perfectly. You have a bad application.
Yep.
So I really think, you know, the key thing, the highlight of this APM, application performance monitoring, is going to just build better relationships between these engineering teams, let them debug things, figure things out faster.
Yeah, and one of the things we do that Operations Manager does is provide you with an ability to monitor from different perspectives. So you can take this server side, the very deep server side perspective, which gives you kind of exception level detail, very dev centric detail. You can also see the client side perspective. So there's a client side monitoring piece which allows you to see, as users are interacting with your application, what are they actually experiencing? Are they seeing exceptions? Are they seeing things being slow? We can also relate this information to what's going on the server side. So rather than, you know, somebody calls help desk and say, hey, the application is slow. So now help desk can actually they can see the data coming in from the client. They can also relate it to what's going on the server side and say, well, this customer saw the application being slow here, and that resulted in these server-side calls. Maybe they were SQL calls or calls to another service or something like that. And they can pinpoint exactly why that call was being slow rather than just saying, hey, you know, the application is slow.
Some of the detailed information I've even seen as well, it will tell you things such as the web browser people were using, what version, what function calls. So it kind of helps you or helps the engineers repro the problem as well with that detailed info.
Yeah, exactly. Another perspective that we're adding in Service Pack 1 is something we call Global Service Monitor. So this gives you the ability to monitor your external facing application from external points of presence around the globe and via synthetic transactions and really get the perspective of availability. You know, from the outside, is my application available from the geographic locations that are important to me? So for example, you know, if Asia is especially important for an application, you know, around from different places in Asia, is the application actually available or not? So this adds another perspective to the type of monitoring, you know, and enables you to monitor application health in even richer ways than before with the inclusion of this global service monitor functionality.
Now, you mentioned synthetic transactions. Yep. What exactly are those?
So basically, this enables you to, a synthetic transaction is something you run against your application on a schedule. So you can say, maybe I want to measure the ability to log into my application over time. And I want to run this synthetic transaction every 5 minutes just to make sure that people can actually log into my application. And you try to kind of mimic what the users do in your application and what it's actually used for. And you want to check that functionality at a regular schedule to basically determine, you know, is my login feature available or not from these geographic locations around the globe.
So back to the global service monitoring. Now, you say that we can monitor any external website. Does that mean that I need to go to that hoster and actually deploy some type of agent on that website to monitor it? Or how does that get configured?
So the nice thing is that Global Service Monitor is actually hosted by Microsoft. And you can think of these as agents in the cloud that integrate with your management group and provide the same kind of data as any other agent would do, you know, if it was something managed by you. So basically, you can tell these agents in the cloud to check your application availability. And basically, they return data the same way that any other agent does. So if it's whether it's alerts, whether it's performance data or state data or something like that, these agents return the same type of data, but you don't have to manage them. They are managed by Microsoft, and you just kind of use them as a customer of Service Pack 1.
Wow, that's great. Now, it seems like we have pretty broad monitoring, right? We can monitor in-house, we can monitor from the cloud, we can monitor external websites. Can you just give a quick overview of those kind of different classes of capabilities that we have?
Sure. So in terms of the application monitoring, the server-side monitoring capabilities, those are really about what's going on inside your application. So we can monitor things such as exceptions, rates of exceptions, how often are exceptions happening, you know, performance violations, how often are things slow, what page is that related to, and so forth, and really give you that deep level information that helps a developer really fix the issue very quickly. Global Service Monitor is more about taking what's important with your application, taking the functionality that people use and saying, okay, I want to run, I know what my people, my customers do in the application. I want to take that and capture that in a synthetic transaction and tell Global Service Monitor to run this on a schedule. The final bucket of enhancements in SP1 that we haven't covered so far is around visualization. So that's basically taking that data and exposing it to people like the application owners who may care about things such as SLAs, they care about high-level information, you know, is my application available, how has it been available over time, as well as the troubleshooting person who wants to see, you know, is my what's the health of my application, do I have any alerts, how is performance looking, and really help them drill down from that perspective. We've also included functionality that help these people collaborate, right? So they can see the information that they're interested in, but we have functionalities such as the TFS connector, which allows an operator to basically take an alert in Operations Manager, assign it to the developer in TFS. So this will open a work item in TFS for that developer. And we can also attach IntelliTrace information. So this is Visual Studio basically debugging information, which will tell the developer exactly what's going on, and even down to the line of code about here, this was the line of code where something broke and you basically need to fix it. So we're doing things to help visualize all this rich data that we return via APM, via Global Service Monitor, and via network monitoring and so forth, and also helping these guys solve problems faster, because usually when there's an issue, it's not just one person involved in solving an issue. Maybe you have to involve the network team.
A lot of collaboration,
The developers or the infra monitoring guys or something like that. And we basically try to help these guys communicate better, because it's all about MTTR, really, mean time to resolution, and really finding problems fast and also fixing them faster so that, you know, mission critical applications are, you know, as available as possible, as performant as possible, and really, you know, providing the right level of service to the customers of these applications.
Well, that's an excellent overview, but you did use one acronym I'm going to ask you to define, especially because we have a non-developer audience, TFS. Right.
Oh, so this is Team Foundation Services. So this is the basically for the developer using Visual Studio. This is the environment where they keep track of their bugs, their work items, and it's very tightly linked to Visual Studio. So what we have done is basically have a bridge so that Operations Manager now can link to TFS and Visual Studio using the TFS connector as well as the IntelliTrace information, so that developers can use the tools that they like. You know, they can use TFS, they sit in TFS, now they see monitoring information in TFS. They can also use Visual Studio to open IntelliTrace logs and so forth and debug within Visual Studio rather than having to go to Operations Manager to look at issues.
That's great. So we continue to separate the roles, have the infrastructure people stay focused on the monitoring, and have the developers still use the tools that they're familiar with.
Yeah, and it's really about all about, you know, fixing problems fast. You know, that's kind of the what we're trying to accomplish with this.
Great. Well, let's take a look at some of the features.
Okay. So what I'm gonna show right now is how you can set up basically the APM monitoring in a very simple way, as well as the global service monitoring, and then we'll take a look at some of the dashboarding and some of the visualizations that you can do. And finally, we'll take a look at the developer perspective. I'm basically going to open a TFS work item and start to look at some IntelliTrace information.
Don't get scared, IT pros. It's okay.
So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to set up APM monitoring. So this will give me the deep server-side information as well as the real end-user monitoring, giving you the perspective of when people are interacting with this application. What are they actually seeing in the browser?
And all of this is using System Center Operations Manager, right?
All of this is using Operations Manager. That's correct. So we have a template in the authoring space of the console called .NET Application Performance Monitoring. So I've already set something up here. And basically what you need to do is to answer a few simple questions. So here, I have an application called Dinner Now that I'm interested in monitoring. I simply add this to the list here where automatically discover the applications that you can potentially monitor. And in this case, I've picked Dinner Now. I can then say, you know, do I want to track performance? Like, is there a threshold for users of this application? And in this case, I've said, you know, if calls are slower than 500 milliseconds, you know, start to alert on that. And then I can also look at exceptions. So, as we're seeing exceptions, as people are using the application, do we want to be alerted about that or not? So that's the server-side monitoring. On the client side, I can basically say with a simple click, I also want to look at client-side monitoring. So again, this will tell you what's actually going on when people are interacting with the application on the browser side. Similarly here, I can set some threshold. I can say, hey, I'm interested in performance. I'm also interested in exceptions as they're happening in the browser. I can set a couple of thresholds in terms of when I want to be alerted. That's really all you need to do to get the really deep monitoring of this application. So there's no management pack to author, nothing to import. All you need to do is basically to install the OM agent where your application lives. We're going to automatically discover it, and then you fill in these checkboxes, and then you're ready to go. You know, under advanced settings, there's a whole set of advanced monitoring that you can do as well. But to get started, I mean, this is literally all you have to do. So this will give me the inside perspective on application health. So next, let's look at the global service monitor. So this will give me the external perspective on application health. So also here we have a template in the authoring space called Web Application Availability Monitor. And all you need to do here is to answer a few questions about, you know, what is it that you want to monitor? You can also provide a friendly name for this. Where do you want to monitor from? So, and you can see I've picked a few of the sites, the external sites that we provide. And then from that, you have a list of tests that you're going to be running against your application. So that's my external perspective. The other thing I need to do is to set up a distributed application. So there's a new distributed application template included in SP1. It's called a .NET 3-tier application. And what it allows you to do is to combine the perspectives of monitoring. So I have the inside perspective, I have the outside perspective via client-side monitoring and global service monitor. And basically what I've done here is just to fill in the boxes here and just add the test that I have from Global Service Monitor with the objects that were discovered by APM as well as my SQL database. So in this application, I happen to have a SQL database. So that really sets me up for visualizing the health of my application. So if you go to the monitoring section of the console, there is a new section there called application, and basically this dashboard is really targeted at the application owner, somebody who's interested in high level information about application health. And the thing that we do here is that we combine the outside perspective, so we're measuring average response time from the outside, we're also measuring availability from the outside, and then we're looking at performance as measured by APM from the inside perspective, as well as the reliability. So reliability are things like exceptions. How many exceptions am I seeing in this application?
Now, for this type of data, is there a way that you can publish it to some other website so that people don't have to log into Operations Manager to view it?
Yeah, so that's another way we facilitate easy access and easy communication. So you can basically take this dashboard and you can publish it to SharePoint. So somebody, you know, on kind of an application owner level, maybe they don't want to use the OM console. They just want to go to a website somewhere and see health data about their application. So that's completely possible. And then, so we also measure these things over time, as well as compared to service level agreements. You know, usually people have for availability, for example, they have a service level agreement of 99.5%, and using this. Am I fulfilling that agreement or not over time? For the troubleshooting persona, we also provide an application summary dashboard that really tells you on a more granular level what's going on. You know, what's the health of my components? How many alerts do I have? What are the alerts? And again, these are combined using the global service monitor data from the outside, as well as the inside data using the APM functionality. And here, as I can see alerts popping up, what I can basically do as an operator or as a monitoring person is to assign these alerts to development for fast resolution. So that's kind of the high level, the application owner perspective, as well as the troubleshooting perspective. Finally, we can look at what does a developer need to do what do they see and how can they contribute to resolving a problem. So here I am as a developer in Visual Studio. I've opened a TFS work item. I see there's a new item assigned to me. And basically, if I want to, I can click on this and get the full details about what was going on. But I can also notice that there's an attachment with this work item. And basically, so we have the ability to attach IntelliTrace information to the alert as it's collected by Operations Manager. And as a developer, this gives me a lot of information about the system. Where was this running? What's the operating system? I can also see things such as exception data. And it seems like here I do have an exception. So this alert was generated due to something I was doing in the application. So as a developer, again, I can double click on this. And that'll basically allow me to look inside the code and see, here's the line of code where things failed. And it gives me a lot of information. And really, as a developer, I don't have to even go to OM. I can just take this information directly and start fixing the problem rather than, like I said before, hey, there's an exception or the application is slow. This gives the developer a lot of detail about why and exactly where in the code things were starting to fail. So that's an example how we, allow collaboration, allow people to fix things faster, and also visualize the data that they care about in the OM console and in tools such as Visual Studio.
Thank you. That was a great overview. You showed a lot of nice features, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to try them out soon. So where can they go to learn more?
So the CTP2 of Service Pack 1 is publicly available. They can go to the System Center download site and they can see that information. Global Service Monitor is also publicly available. If you want to sign up for that, we'll show a link at the end of this presentation. People can go there and basically sign up and start to try out the Global Service Monitor functionality. We'll also have a beta upcoming shortly, which will be public information and publicly downloadable as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much for your time. That was a great overview. You guys have done a great job. A lot of awesome new features here. So I'm sure a lot of people will want to try it soon. So once again, download the CTP too. Beta will be out shortly, and we will include links for those at the bottom of this video. Once again, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Well, we certainly hope you enjoyed that interview, learned a little more about some of the new enhancements coming in System Center 2012 Service Pack 1, specifically for Operations Manager, and we will see you back next week with some more great resources.
Yeah, and if you have any comments, questions, things you'd like to see, please feel free to comment on the post on Channel 9 here, or send us a tweet at TNEdge.
Thanks.